Hello, this is Michael. Thank you for listening to the podcast today. I do really appreciate it. You know, if you'd like more information, you can visit me online at michaelottministries.org. And when you do, you will see my email address right on top of the page. So if you have any prayer requests or comments, you can contact me through that address. Thanks again so very much for listening today. And remember that we're also on iTunes and Podomatic and Google Play and Spotify and YouTube and iHeartRadio and a whole lot of other funny sounding places. And as we always do, it would be a great joy and a great honor to pray for you. My loving Father, thank you so very much for all who hear these words. And as always, just as I do every day, I pray for them, and not only them, but everyone they love and all the things they care about. And I will not stop praying until all their lives are heaven on earth. And this is my simple prayer, that they would have heavenly health, heavenly wealth, heavenly relationships, just as you do in heaven. And I thank you, Father, for all your glorious grace abounding to each and every one. And I give you praise through your Son, my King, my Savior, my everything. Amen. The message today is called Glorious Spirits. And we begin today in John chapter 4, verse 23, where Jesus said, "But the hour cometh and now is, when the true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father seeketh such to worship him. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth." Then 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 17, "But he that is joined unto the Lord is one spirit." And then we go to 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 16. "Therefore, from now on, we regard no one according to the flesh. Even though we've known Christ according to the flesh, yet now we know him thus no longer." As I was praying today, all of these verses started bubbling up in my heart. So I asked Father what he was trying to teach me. And I asked him if he wanted me to write down his words and share them with you. He said yes, so I began to listen and write as he spoke. And here are his words. He said, "My children, you are my children. You are not my servants, not my created beings, but my children. I want you to know who you are, because when you begin to understand who you are, then all things will change. My beloved one, whom you call Jesus, understood that he was a man and he was my child. He understood he was a God spirit in a man body. This is one thing my children don't seem to understand. My children go from place to place and person to person, trying to find where they come from, instead of listening to the voice inside that says, 'You are God's own beloved children.' You have to stop seeing yourselves as mortal men and women. Begin to understand that you are eternal spirits living in physical bodies. You must understand this before you move into eternal plans that I have for you. You have let false religion and society itself try to define you and tell you who you are, and they fooled you into thinking that you are just some lowly human who by my grace stumbled into forgiveness and now you are saved. Nothing can be farther from the truth. You are spirit of my spirit. I took of my own being and birthed you. You are made of the same substance that I am. You are a spirit. You must begin to see yourselves only as spirits. Let me ask you a simple question. What is your name? Not the name you were given by your parents on earth, when you were chosen in my beloved one before we made the world. Until you ask yourselves questions like this, you will be confused about who you really are. You are not who they told you that you are. You are my beloved ones, and you were in me before I made the world, and you have never been anyone else. You only forgot your identity. This is a great part of the great awakening that is coming. You will remember who you are, and you will return to the power of understanding your true identity. And you will know as you are known. My loved ones, don't believe any more lies. Know who you are. Learn to live as a spirit and not as a physical being. This begins by believing the truth. You are one spirit with me. You are holy, and blameless in my sight, and I have never, ever held one thing against you. How could I? You didn't even know who you were, much less know what you were doing. All of creation is waiting on the revealing of the sons of God. That's you. Creation is waiting for you to wake up and for your identity to be revealed to you, so that you can rise up and rule over the creation you were given. Do you remember that it is written in Scripture that the heavens are mine, but the earth I gave into the hands of the sons of men? You were given a physical body so you could work in the physical world. Think of your body as gardening clothes. Your clothes may get dirty from working in the field, but your spirit remains clean. As you awaken to who you are, you will learn what true worship is. No longer will you see yourselves as slaves who bow down to a higher power because they are afraid. You will truly understand that worship is intimate fellowship. You will understand that you are spirits and will worship spirit to spirit, just as we do in heaven. I adore my Son, and I worship Him. Remember I told Him, "Your throne, O God, is forever and ever." I worship you also. I rejoice over you with singing. My Son adores me and worships me, and we adore Holy Spirit, and we all get lost in inexpressible joy just by the thought of each other. This is how spirits worship, and this is the truth. My Son told you He is the way, the truth, and the life. He also told you that He and I are one. You are one with us also, but you will not understand until you put your identity back into its place. Soon you will look into a mirror, and you will no longer see a physical face, but will see a brilliant, glowing spirit looking back at yourself. You will see yourselves as I see you. When this awakening comes, you will rise up and put everything back in order. Do you remember that our beloved Paul told you that I was gathering all things together into one? All things on earth and in heaven will be put into the order of heaven, which is Christ. Remember this when you awaken, because you will have unlimited power. And when you see anyone or anything that is not as it is in heaven, then correct it. This is why the apostles were told, heal the sick, raise the dead, cleanse the lepers. They understood their identity. And they knew they must be about their Father's business, restoring all that was broken. But as time went by, believers were fooled into believing they were just ordinary men. They forgot their identity. But now, all is being restored. My loved ones, don't let go of this message. Don't be lulled back into sleep by putting your mind on the events of the world. Stay awake and know who you are. Keep focused on being a spirit and not a mortal being. You are alive forever. You are already an eternal spirit. All the answers you need are inside you, where I dwell in joy because I love you. You are not mortal beings. You are glorious spirits, just like your Father. And this is the end of the words He gave me to share with you today. I sure hope you're encouraged by these words. Until next time, grow rich in His grace. I love you each and every one, and I pray for each and every one of you daily. Be blessed and well and joyful, and I'll see you soon.